was in Northern Ireland when we had so much bombing and shooting one day. I said, let us open some church in this whole country that we can go as people and grieve loudly to God and scream out our pain. There wasn't one church that opened, but the Guildhall in Derry City opened its gates to us.
Mm.
We went there, Catholics and Protestants together, and I started the Kwino, because I had a lot to cry for in those days. And I started the howling, and everybody took it up.
Mm.
Beautiful. You know, if you can't howl your grief and hate God in the place of worship, then forget your tempted miracles. Forget your hallelujahs. We've got to be authentic in our grieving, authentic in our collective grief. And we were that day, and it's been written about since that amazing day, amazing grace, where Catholics and Protestants came together, held each other while fiddlers were there, while somebody played the organ in this big hall. Children came in from the schools where they had written down all the grief that they'd ever lived 7 years of age, all their friends died. You know, and that was a glorious day. And that those four walls of the Guildhall that had been so many times bombed, resurrecting with us, being able to hold and contain our grief and our screams and our kwino. Women falling on each other, their sons had been bombed, their husbands, their arms were taken home for them to identify. I mean, nobody knows the grief we went through in Northern Ireland. We were in that for 26 years. So talk about death, we know it. We are safe people to be with. We've been there, we know it. And that kwino went on in the Guildhall the whole day long. Mm. New people coming in. School children hearing the sound for the first time.
Mm.
They'd never heard the mummies crying. Because we'd become so domesticated.